The new secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs spent several days in Florida this week trying to get the word out that his agency is getting better. Bob McDonald took over this past summer after a months-long scandal involving long wait times for VA patients, patient deaths, and a cover-up. He says the VA will regain the trust of veterans and the American people. For our Veterans Coming Home project, WSS Bobby O'Brien reports on McDonald's visit to Florida, where he shared his reform plans and listened to the concerns of VA employees, service organizations, and veterans.
With investigations into secret patient waiting lists and retaliation against whistleblowers, trust in the VA hit an all-time low this spring, especially in Congress. Here's North Carolina Senator Richard Burr questioning former Secretary Eric Shinseki in May.
Mr. Secretary, from all I've described to you and the current investigation that's currently going on, why should this committee or any veteran in America believe that change is going to happen as a result of what we're going through?
Shinseki resigned 2 weeks later. One of the main criticisms was that he was too slow and guarded when sharing information with Congress. New VA Secretary Robert McDonald now gives frequent updates to Capitol Hill on VA investigations.
I share with Chairman Miller every week a list of the number of disciplinary actions that we have going. I update that list every week. So Chairman Miller, who made the request, and now Chairman Sanders, who I'm also sharing the list with, will be able to provide oversight to our process and make sure that we are doing as we say.
Bob McDonald gets it.
That's Florida Congressman Jeff Miller, chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs.
He came on board at a time when VA was going through probably the worst crisis that they ever had. I would say that he is a hands-on type person.
Miller liked that McDonald invited him to come along as the secretary toured Florida VA facilities in Sarasota, St. Pete, and Tampa. And McDonald is reaching out to more than members of Congress.
I've told people to call me Bob, not secretary. I want people to feel free to tell me what's going wrong. And I feel that the formality that may have been existing got in the way. I've given out my cell phone number publicly. It's been published numerous times. I take calls from veterans at all times of day. And the whole intention there is to demonstrate to veterans that we're about them, not about ourselves.
As the former CEO of Procter & Gamble, McDonald is all about customer service. He was ready to retire to Florida when the president called.
All of this crisis was a surprise. Well, it shouldn't have been. I mean, we should have been able to forecast the huge influx of people that we've had in places like Florida, Nevada, Phoenix, San Diego, and not surprisingly, that's where the veterans are going.
That influx of veterans led to problems, especially when employee evaluations were linked to how fast veterans got scheduled and seen by a doctor. Secret lists were created and data manipulated at some facilities. Bottom line, some veterans waited too long to see a doctor, while others went without any care. McDonald says he is waiting on the results of 93 active Inspector General investigations.
Some of those investigations are going to result in the Department of Justice being involved. Some of them will result in the FBI being involved. And some of them could well result in criminal charges being brought.
A West Point graduate and veteran Army Airborne Ranger, McDonald says he has no tolerance for employees who do not embrace the core value of the VA, that veterans come first.
I've made clear that those employees who have violated those values are going to be the subject of disciplinary action, that we're going to do that aggressively, we're going to do it expeditiously, and we're going to do it to the letter of the law.
But the new secretary is ready to defend any VA employee who exposes a problem at the VA.
We do not tolerate retaliation. In fact, I celebrate whistleblowers. I want every employee to be a whistleblower. I can't improve. We can't improve unless every employee is a whistleblower.
Some of his new steps to improve benefit claims include moving to standard forms, going to digital files, and creating new ways to deal with appeals. To improve access to medical care, McDonald has extended clinic hours, used mobile clinics, and had people work overtime. He's also reorganizing the medical inspector's office, working on a new scheduling system, and requiring face-to-face audits.
I've done some research, and this may surprise you, but we don't see the full effect of a war in terms of the impact on Veterans Affairs until 40 years after the war.
and McDonald wants the VA to be ready when that influx of Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans hits in 2054. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
Learn about an online veterans civilian transition course and efforts to reach out to women veterans as part of our Veterans Coming Home project at WUSFnews.org.